Police and city officials in Basra, in southern Iraq, are calling yesterday's raid by British and Iraqi forces on a police station there illegal. A massive force, some 800 British soldiers and 600 Iraqi army troops, assaulted the Jamiat station. They removed 127 prisoners being held there, many of whom showed signs of torture. The soldiers then blew the station up. Earlier today, I spoke with the BBC's Hugh Williams. He was at coalition headquarters at the Basra Air Base. He says the Jamiat station had a violent history during Saddam's time, and that continued after the invasion. It was home to a Basra police squad called the Serious Crimes Unit.
British military spokesmen are telling us that they're convinced that senior and middle-ranking officers in the unit controlled death squads, which were responsible for dozens, possibly hundreds of executions. And as well as being a centre for killings, this police station had become a centre of corruption and criminality.
And also a jail of sorts. What sort of conditions were these prisoners found in?
I think the headline answer to that has to be the evidence that they were tortured. Many of them had crushed hands and feet. Others showed evidence of serious electrical and cigarette burns. Some were so badly injured they couldn't walk. They were transferred to other detention centres in Basra City.
And the members of this Serious Crimes Unit who were inside the station, what happened to them?
As far as I'm aware, none of them were arrested. And I have been asking a British military spokesman about that and saying, well, how do you know that they simply won't form themselves again into some kind of illegal or militant militia and simply begin their activities again? To which the answer they give is they accept that there are still bad men out there, but the difference now is that they won't have access to security forces intelligence, to police weapons, to police vehicles, and to police uniforms.
Help us understand something here, Hugh. Basra is a Shiite city. Who is it that these officers were targeting, taking prisoner and then torturing? This was not, I take it, sectarian violence.
Absolutely not. It's a very different situation from the one that American-led coalition forces are facing in the north and in Baghdad. There is practically no sectarian problem. I think what's behind the activities of the Serious Crimes Unit was more about, if you like, political advantage, political in the sense of between possibly rival tribes, possibly rival gangs, trying to establish a hold on criminal activity, and clearly also death squads trying to get rid of their opponents.
Let's talk a bit about reaction to this raid from officials there in Basra. What have you heard?
Well, Mohammed El Abadi, who is the head of the Basra Provisional Council, denounced what the coalition forces had done as an illegal act. He described it as a provocation and threatened that the council would withdraw all cooperation with British and coalition forces. We have to weigh against that the reassurances from a British Army spokesman that they only acted after getting this raid cleared at the highest level. They say Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki made it clear that he wanted to see the Serious Crimes Unit disrupted and ultimately disbanded. So I can't tell you which of those two versions of events most accurately reflects what most Baswaris think, frankly, because it's too dangerous to go out and ask them. All I can tell you is that Mohammed El Abadi has made it very clear that he is furious about what's happened, but the British claim that their patrols are getting thumbs up from people as they go past the site of the Jamiat, obviously endorsing what they've done.
Hugh Williams, thank you very much.
A pleasure, Melissa.
That's the BBC's Hugh Williams speaking with us from coalition headquarters at the airbase in Basra in southern Iraq.